You're listening to 90.3 FM KEXP and streaming online at kexp.org. My name is Morgan. Thanks so much for joining me. I am down in the live room with Sharon Van Etten and her band. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, well, thank you for having us.
Would you play some songs?
Anything for you, Morgan.
Thanks.
No problem.
To respond.
Nice. Sharon Van Etten live on KEXP. Thank you so much for being here. It's really nice to have you here.
It's been way too long since we've been here.
When was the last time you were here?
I think it was 2010 or 2011.
Wow.
Right around there, yeah.
That has been a long time.
Yeah, Dougie was with me here. That was for Epic. Mm-hmm. So that was two records ago.
Wow.
But I know we've done shows together since, but right. We haven't been to the studio, so it's nice to be back.
Yeah, we're very glad to have you. Would you mind introducing the band for us?
Of course not. On bass is Brad Cook from North Carolina. Met him through playing with Megaphone a bunch. And on guitar is Doug Keith, who was the first person who ever taught me how to use a tuner and helped me get a band together.
Nice.
And on drums is Darren Jesse. He's a friend of Doug's as well as a friend of our old drummer, Z Cutchins, and he's incredible. And Heather Woods Broderick is on keys and vocals, and we've been touring together for the last couple of years, and she's pretty rad.
Awesome. Well, welcome all. And the new album is Are We There? Can you discuss the process of how this album came together, what the influence of it was, how it was made?
Most of the songs, all of the songs were written in the last 2 years while touring the last record, mm-hmm. and as a unit, Doug, Heather, and Zeke Hutchins and I, we got really close from touring and learning how to communicate together, and our live shows were really developing. And I wanted the core of the record to be a lot of live tracking and mm-hmm. have it be the band that I've been playing with, because I've never had a band going into a recording studio before.
Oh, you've usually done it by yourself?
Yeah, and just had friends come in. Mm-hmm. You know, I was kind of casting the net to see who was around, but mm-hmm. I wanted there to be a little bit more of a consistency to this one, but also just something a bit more comfortable, you know, because mm-hmm. you're kind of rolling the dice. Even though there's a lot of friends that I love their music, it's not, you know, there's the connection is different, so just right. wanted to try something else.
Cool. Well, it sounds great, and the vocal harmonies are amazing. What are your musical influences, like what bands influenced you in the past?
When I was a kid, some of the first records I listened to were like male-centric doo-wop. So the Everly Brothers mm-hmm. was the first one I really got into as a kid, but being a girl, I couldn't hit the melody, so I always ended up singing the harmonies, mm-hmm. and I learned how to harmonize that way, and then I did choir later on, but Mamas and the Papas, mm-hmm. Four Seasons, Del Shannon, like that kind of stuff.
Cool.
And I recently had an idea that Heather and I would do an Everly Brothers covers record.
Ooh!
But I've never been able to sing with anyone like Heather, mm-hmm. and not since choir anyway, and that's a completely different thing. But yeah, Heather has an amazing ear, and yeah. she's a songwriter as well, so she has a really good sense of melody.
Cool. Yeah, covers album, that would be awesome. You should definitely do that.
I'm planning that.
So you said it had been a while since you've been here. A few months ago, I don't know if you knew this, we did a 6 degrees of Sharon Van Etten Day. Did you know that?
I heard about that, yeah.
So it was just you starting the whole thing off, and then all of the songs were linked to the last one, but we just picked you randomly because we love you and we play your music all the time. How does that make you feel to be the beginning of 12 hours of linked music?
How did that work out for you?
It went really well. Yeah.
Where did it end up? Do you remember?
I don't remember where it ended up. It was literally 12 hours later, though. So it was John and Cheryl and Kevin all doing it all day, and it started off with you.
You guys are so great. Oh, my God.
So you guys are playing tonight at the Neptune Theater. Have you played with Courtney Barnett before?
No, but we've been wanting to play with her for a really long time. We're big fans of her music, and you know, it's gonna be a killer build tonight with Jenna Hunter from Lower Dens and Courtney Barnett. But I know that Courtney's been touring on her own and she's been killing it, and we're really excited to meet her. We haven't met yet. So.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, these last couple months of shows that have been coming to town recently, you were originally scheduled for the 4th of July Sasquatch, right?
Yeah.
And that got canceled, so a lot of those bands were booked in venues in town, and it's kind of an interesting pairing of people who are going to be playing at Sasquatch together.
It's kind of like music matchmaking.
Yeah, totally.
I dig it.
Yeah. Cool. Well, check out Sharon Vanette tonight at the Neptune Theater and pick up the new album, Are We There? Can we hear a couple more songs?
Yeah, of course. Thanks. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
Sharon Vanette and live on KEXP. She's going to play one more song for us.
This next song is called Every Time the Sun Comes Up.
sun comes up, I'm in trouble. Every time the sun comes up, I'm in trouble.
Sharon Van Etten, live on KEXP. Thank you so much for being here. That was awesome.
Oh, thanks again for having us. It's always nice to see you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. And have a great time at the Neptune tonight. You can see them tonight playing at the Neptune with Courtney Barnett. And make sure to pick up the new album, Are We There? And thanks to all of the staff here for helping out behind the scenes to make this great in-studio. Wanted to say happy birthday to Justin. And thanks for being here
happy birthday. Shooting
all this great video on your birthday. And keep it tuned right here to where the music matters. 90.3 FM, KEXP, Seattle.